I want you to know that I am exactly where you are. And I'm not making this podcast to try to get you to be out of this feeling. I'm not making it because sometimes we need comfort in this feeling. Growing up, feeling down was such a comfortable spot for me because it allowed me to feel. From a time when all that I felt was that I needed to block everything out, that I was so scared to feel anything. And then when it finally got through, because it eventually does, I blocked everything else out and all I could feel was that thing. And so as we grow up and we learn from our own habits, from our own experiences, we learn how to manage feeling down. And we have a little, like a pie chart, we have a little section for that. We also have a section for being happy. And then we have a section for dealing with everyone else's shit. So I get that. But sometimes when we're first learning how to manage all of that, it can all get to be a little bit too much. And so it's okay to feel down. It's okay to really go all in that one spot. If you are feeling that it's a little too scary, then I really recommend reaching out to somebody. But if you're just comfortable being here, it's okay. Growing up, I always found comfort in the sadness, but not in a sad way. I was able to feel something, and I wanted to learn, and I wanted to experience it. There's so many times in our lives where we just go with the flow. We just do things. Our parents or our loved ones just tell us to go do something or that we're all going to be okay. And I find that we don't really learn that way. Like, that's great. It's nice to have some optimism every now and then, but I want to know why. You know, why do I feel sad? Why do I feel down? Why do I feel hurt or guilty? Or why do I feel anything? And that may sound delusional, but asking yourself why you feel something isn't the wrong thing to do. If anything, I think it's what made me as strong as I am today. It may have disconnected me a little bit more and put me at a place where maybe I don't give myself enough time to feel anymore. But growing up, I did that a lot. I had my fair share. And I'm sure that I'm going to have another phase where I'm okay feeling down for a little bit and going all in on that. Those days when you just don't talk to anyone. But as we grow older, we get into this phase of, well, we got other people in our lives. We may have families. We may have things to do. We have full-time jobs. And it's hard to section off a part of your life to be able to feel. So folks, my name is Joey Kidney, and you're listening to the Happy Times Podcast. This is a place where we just have a conversation. I know I can't hear your thoughts and comments, but if you DM me, then it makes it feel like we did have this conversation. But right now, just imagine that I'm a friend in your ear. And if you're enjoying this, please leave a rating on Spotify. It means the world, or Apple. It doesn't matter. It means the world to me, and it allows me to keep doing this. So if you're feeling down, this is for you. Instead of trying to just fix it immediately and be happy all of the time, when I was younger, I would go on my walks with my headphones and I would listen to some sad or slow music. It didn't have to be a moment where I needed to fix something. It was a moment where I needed to understand and just wallow, like just absolutely sit in my bath of sorrow. It is something that I just needed to do. You know, when we feel down sometimes, the answer isn't to just figure out how to get back up. The answer might be to stay down and rest for a little. I almost think that the greatness comes from those little moments. You know, it allows us to appreciate ourselves. And it also is the moment when I feel like we are most like ourselves. It allows us to feel. It allows us to understand and actually, you know, if you got your heart broken, let it break. Let cry. Feel something. Recently, my friend really liked this girl, and turns out that she didn't want to pursue anything. And I said, how do you feel about that? And he says, meh, I got a lot going on. I was like, what does that mean? And he says, well, I've been doing a lot of things. Like, there's a lot going on in my life. I'm like, no, that's not what I was questioning. I was questioning the meh. Because when we don't give ourselves enough time to feel, we're just going to categorize it as meh. We're never going to analyze it. We're never going to try to explain to even ourselves that that's how we feel. And I think it's important. For example, I filmed my first YouTube video when I was 16, during a time when I was really down. And I feel like a lot of YouTubers did that as well. You know, they all started on YouTube because they had nowhere else to go, and they found a community online, and it felt safe. It felt comfortable for once. In this video, I opened up how I had depression, and it was a very tough battle I was dealing with at that time. And now I've been making videos as my career for the last 7 years. I've been doing this podcast for the last 6, which is crazy. It used to be called Young, Dumb, and 21, but that wore off quite quickly because I'm not 21 anymore. I'm 27. I started off when I was 21. And it just goes to show that we change over time. But if we stick with it, we can get there. I was a big sports kid growing up, and all of my best training was when I didn't want to keep going. But I did. And those moments, to me, proved that I was strong. So it's in those down times where we need to realize that they aren't for anyone else. They are for us. They are building moments, even when all we do is just go for a walk, listen to some sad music, or lay in bed and stare at the ceiling. What I would do is I would lay on the bathroom floor. I don't know why. Or if you've listened to the podcast, you know there's a whole episode on listen to this when you're laying on your bathroom floor. Tile floors, not the heated ones. I know there's a lot of people out there that are very luxurious, okay? Luxurious. My apologies. I know there's a lot of people out there that got some nice ass floors. Listen, I'm talking about those cold tile floors. Those are the best floors to lay on. I would do that old. I would just go into the bathroom and I would lay on the floor. And that's probably disgusting, let's be honest. But it was just so comfortable for me. I don't know why. Maybe it was because my back was straight. It wasn't so hunched over from not having enough energy to pull my shoulders back. But those moments where we're just, you know, laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, or when we come home from school and not say an entire word, we might say, yeah, meh, whatever, okay. Random, whatever, mom, shush, you know, things like that. And I still do this. I decompress when I'm with people. And there's a lot of people even around me, even my best friends, that still don't understand. But some of them do. And they understand that when I go silent for a solid 20 minutes, that I'm not mad. I'm not sad. I don't have a label on the emotion that I'm feeling, but I'm just decompressing. And sometimes that's all it is.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial. Which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Sometimes there's not some drastic label to put on at all. Sometimes it's just feeling the way that you want to feel. And we don't know what it is until we actually feel it. So allowing yourself to decompress, allowing yourself to give yourself that time, go for that walk, lay on that bathroom floor, feel down. Don't ask me why or how or what, but just give me a moment and I'll be back. And that small 20 minutes of silence gives me some space. Most of the time, I'm not even thinking about anything. And I don't know if that's just a male thing, not to assign genders here. That's not what I'm trying to accomplish here, but I just know that men are a little quieter in these moments, just from experience, just from, you know, the stigma of not being able to talk about how they feel. And sometimes 20 minutes of silence gives you the space that you need in order to experience those feelings. And so even though there is that stigma that people don't talk about their mental health, I think the stigma is more trying to understand your mental health, trying to understand why you feel the way you do, instead of just trying to fix it. And sometimes we don't want to know the answer, right? Like sometimes we want to know the journey, the problem solving way to how to get there. That's the part that's most interesting to me. You know, when I hear any story, whether it's success or it's, you know, there's a criminal, which is very left field, but I just want to know why. You know, I want to know how somebody got to their success. I want to know why they did something bad. I want to understand what that experience was. And I feel like that's where we truly find out who we are. But in those 20 minutes, I'm not thinking about anything. I'm thinking about nothing. And that's the beauty of it. And it's crazy because for once in the entire chaotic day, whether you're at school, whether you're at a job, or whether you've just been with family all day long, there's something about it where if you spend time with your family, like if you spend the entire day with your family at like a family outing or like doing like a reunion event or something, that is exhausting. That is completely draining. Yet, like, why? Because we go home and we spend like 24/7 with our family. But the reason why I feel is that when you're at home, you're at peace and you have your own places in the home. You can go to your room and not talk to your mom for hours, not to your dad for hours. And then when you do, you're okay. And that's because you had your moment to breathe. And this is the same for relationships. Don't think that you can spend 24 hours with your partner. An issue that I wouldn't call it an issue, something that my partner and I are working on right now is we're both work from home. And recently we've been renovating our house and it's definitely been a lot. We've been doing very, very well. But what I'm experiencing is that I don't have enough alone time because no matter what, during the day, I'm either with my partner or I'm with my father renovating our house. Or I have a plumber or electrician, somebody coming over, right? And then I play sports and I go see my friends and I go to a gym and then I see a trainer and I don't have that period of time where I can think about nothing, right? And I find that I really need that. I thought about going to a therapist and that's still something that I definitely want to explore. But I also want to explore my silence and understand it because it's getting a little loud and remind myself that it's okay to feel down every now and then. So if you feel down, here are the three best things that I do for myself. 1, watch Ratatouille. Listen, I don't care if you're not into animated films. Watch Ratatouille. Just do it. Everybody loves food. This rat's going to teach you how to cook. You need to learn. Let's be honest here. But I don't know why. But Pixar movies hit different when you're in a nothing mood. I think it's because takes you back to your childhood. You know, in a moment when you sat down, you got really excited to watch this children's movie, and you didn't expect to learn anything about yourself. And the next thing you know, Alfredo Linguini and Remy the Rat are teaching you more about yourself than you've learned being surrounded by 30 other students in a classroom. It just hits different. And even though I'm talking a lot in this podcast, when you feel down, there's not always something to explain. I understand that I'm saying that, you know, you want to understand why you are feeling the way that you do and you want to experience it. But there's also the moment of thinking about nothing. You don't have to sit there and overthink, why am I feeling this way? You can sit there and say nothing to yourself. You can sit there and be quiet and silent and just sit. It's okay. Now, going on to number two, I talked about this earlier. Lay on your bathroom floor, especially if it's tile. I know that sounds so dumb, but please, 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 just give it a go. Just give it one try. When have I ever led you wrong? Don't answer that. It's probably a few times, but this time, I don't know, maybe you're going to get sick because you don't clean your bathroom floor. Listen, that's not my problem. Or maybe you're too luxurious and you have a heated floor. Again, not my problem. I'm jealous of you, but not my problem. Just give it a try. And number three, do something creative. You might learn a lot about yourself and it could change your entire life. And I say that because when I was 16, making a video telling people, hi, my name is Joey Kidney and I suffer from depression. That's my first video ever on YouTube, and it's not on there anymore. My parents asked me to take it down, but it changed my life. I went from playing sports every single day to then having a concussion and being in a black room for 121 days straight. And I picked up a camera and I filmed myself talking about myself, introducing myself to the internet because I felt alone. And I am not saying that that's the route that you have to go. I don't recommend that route. But if you have always wanted to be a YouTuber, hey, go for it. But do something creative. Maybe it's drawing. Maybe it's singing or making music. Maybe it's, I don't know, making a personal training plan if you really like working out. There's a lot of opportunities that can be led just from being down. And you can learn a lot about yourself. So if you still feel down from this, you only got a few more minutes because your 20 minutes is going to be up. And only allow yourself to be there for 20 minutes. Allow yourself to listen to that podcast. Allow yourself to listen to that music. Go for that walk. Because that's all you really need is 20. Because if you're walking, those endorphins are going to hit. If you're listening to music, you'll find something in there that inspires you. Maybe to write your own. Maybe to write some poetry. I believe in you. I understand you. And I'm right here with you. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, please let me know. And stay you. Stay beautiful. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.